Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying the book of 1 Corinthians. A few days ago, we looked at Paul's words in chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and we learned that Paul was telling the Corinthians that the cross of Christ is not just meant to do something in their past, but it is a present-day reminder for the need to die daily. They need to be reminded of Christ crucified and that they too were crucified with Christ. Their ambitions, their goals, their idols, their pride, their envy, their lust, all of that died in Christ so that they could walk in the paths of a new life. And so every day those old desires try to rise up. They attempt to take a seat on the throne of your heart, so you have to kill them. You have to tell them and yourself, no. You were crucified in the old me, and you no longer get to have sway in my life. I live according to the new man. This is the wisdom of God on display in the cross, in that the crucifixion was a historical, factual, true event that took place in the physical world, but carried with it true and factual spiritual realities. Those spiritual realities are that God is angry at man's sin and has provided one atoning sacrifice whose work has been designed to impact your present day. What wisdom is there that can compare to that? As you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Ekinyombo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania and Congo.